Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Unfair Advantage Show. Jim Harris, your host, your catalyst, your Sherpa, as we guide you into how to unleash the power of Holy Spirit in your business. Just that topic alone is an endless array of possibilities on what we can touch on today. And today, I want to ask you this probing question. How do you make your dreams come alive for your business? In fact, do you even have a dream for your business? And if you don't have a dream, either from yourself or from God, we're going to talk about the differentiations. How do you get it? And then what do you do with it? That's what we're focusing on today. My dear friend, Dr. Toni Robinson, is joining us today. She is truly a prolific and a proven executive advisor and what I call a dream strategist. You'll see that in our interview today. Dr. Toni's unique anointment is to guide executives, as she has literally all around the world. Just came off a global mission, going back on another global mission in just a few weeks to help not only men and women in business, but even governments accelerate and activate their dreams and their visions for their company. She is the founder of Master Dream Academy. I encourage you right now, go to MasterDreamAcademy.com and start learning and understanding what Dr. Toni can do for you, for your vision and your dream for your company, and for what you can do for God. And this last thing I want to say, because this is a profound statement, but I've known Toni now for many years, and this is the truth. As Dr. Toni travels nationally and internationally, she really is a prophetic advisor and a prophetic voice that challenges the status quo, dismantles barriers, and really helps redefine not only how we do business, but how we look and see business. Now, Doc, you didn't expect me to say all that, all those nice things about you, but you know I've known you for so many years, my friend, and we call each other Doc. Dr. Toni, welcome to the Unfair Advantage Show.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm so honored to be here. And no, I was not expecting all of that. And it's just like, you know, you have my heart. And thank you for that. That's very honoring. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to go back a couple of years and set the tone for where we're going today and why it's so critical that Toni's on the show so early in our interview sessions in season two. Season one, as most of you know, I taught right out of the book, page by page, chapter by chapter. So you can go back to season one and see me expand beyond the book. Now we're into interviews and case studies. And Dr. Toni, you're my second guest. It's so important that we put you up front, because what I learned from you 4 or 5 years ago, and you challenged me, and for years you've been walking with me, you said, Jim, dream bigger. Dream bigger. I really didn't even know what that meant, frankly. And you challenged me to dream bigger. And guess what, Toni? This show is an example of how that dream became activated. So you knew going ahead that you may not have seen this, but you knew something was going on. This is what we're going to press into today. Now, before I ask you a couple of specific questions, give us a little background. How did you become, through the power of Holy Spirit, how did you step into this truly prophetic and profound anointing of being a dream catalyst for men and women in business? How did that happen?
Well, it was, you know, if I'm being completely honest, it was the death of my husband. You know, my husband died 8 years ago, and at that time, I had just started kind of going into life coaching and creating a life coaching business, and we didn't see it coming. It was very unexpected. And so when my husband passed away, I had to begin to really figure out what I was going to be doing with my life. And I thought life coaching was the path for that. And as I began to grow in that, my mentor kind of, you know, called me on the carpet and was like, hey, you're hiding behind coaching. You're not a coach. She's like, I've worked with you and you've never coached me. You've been an advisor, you've been a mentor and a strategist, but you're not a coach. And I had to, you know, embrace the truth. I'm really not a coach, but I am these things. I am an advisor. I'm a strategist. And it's scary, but I'm going to step into it with you, Father. Because I want to be where you are. And so sometimes we look for God where he isn't, And because God is kind, he doesn't abandon us in the places where he's not, but he continuously invites us into the space of where he is, right? And so for me, he really wasn't in life coaching, but he didn't leave me there. He worked with me there while walking me into this. So when my dreams of my life were, you know, rudely disrupted by the death of my husband, stepping into that space allowed me to dream another dream with the Father and challenge me to dream bigger than where I was, because out of death works life. And so the things that were dying and had died really came to bring life and to who I was and where I was supposed to be. And that's kind of how we got here now.
We could dissect what you just shared. It would take 2 hours to dissect everything that you just released in that, you know, in that 2 minutes. That we look for God where God isn't. That perhaps our true identity and assignment is not what we think it is, but we take another voice to help clarify that. And sometimes through the pain,
right,
not to sound plebeian, is the gain of the new life, the new dream.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, we'll put a little plug in here for Shay Bynes. I know who you were talking about when you said my mentor, my advisor. And we'll just let you know, Shay Bynes is the founder of Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur. Please go to KDE, Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur. We both have run along with Shay for years and years. I was wanting to get Shay on the show sometime today too, but guess what, Tony, you beat her to it. So we'll just hold that over Shay for a little while. I'll say Tony got first, Shay. Oh, we love her so much. Coming back, your pain forced you to shift into a new way of looking, and really you had a confirmation from a dear sister and a true prophetess in and of herself. You've walked through it, and through that now, through your recatalyzation, I've never even said that before, of what it means to have a dream in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so important, Tony? Why is it so important for men and women in business to even have a dream for their business? Why is that absolutely so essential today?
I think one of the foundational reasons why it's important is because God has a dream for your business. And you, my friends, are God's dream wrapped in flesh and bones. And so when God was dreaming you up, when God was, I firmly believe this, is that because he says, I knew you before I formed the foundations of the earth, right? Before I knitted you in your mother's womb, like I knew you. And so our business didn't show up the day that we thought, hey, it'd be a good idea to have a business. Huh, I should go into business doing this. No, when God was forming and shaping Adam, because we were in Adam, right? We're all in Adam. And he was, you know, putting Adam's ear like, oh, I'm going to do this ear because Dr. Tony likes cute ears. So I'm going to make sure she gets a cute ear. So as he was forming Adam, he was forming me, but he was also forming everything that was attached to me, which is business, right? So there was a dream for my business from before the foundations of the world were laid.
Wow.
And so if that is the case, and I believe that it is, then it's imperative that I know what that dream is, that I partner with God's dream for the business so that I'm walking in tandem, because if God has a dream for something, it's important. I don't know. Sometimes I think we just can read things and kind of get past it real quick, but Egypt's entire future, as well as the future of Israel, hinged upon a dream. It hinged upon Pharaoh's dream, but it went further back, and their future hinged upon Joseph's dream, right? Because Joseph began to have dreams as a child that literally caused the shape and form of what Israel and what Egypt became because of a dream. So when we understand that something in the future is hinging upon our dream, my entire life is hinged upon the dreams of God for my life. So it is important that I get a hold of that dream and that I begin to do my part to live it out and walk it out.
Wow. That is an incredible insight, that God already has a dream for you. You are his dream in flesh.
Yes.
Genesis 37, Verse 5, now Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brothers. Verse 9, then he dreamed another dream. You know, sometimes when you share your dreams or your business with other people, they don't embrace it and jump up and down and say, hoorah. Sometimes you have to stand alone and just believe that the dream that you have inside you or the dream that the Lord has given you, which should be one and the same, is really for you. How can we confirm that that dream for a business, for Master Dream Academy, for Dr. Jim Harris Ministries, Tony, how can we know that we know that we know that this dream truly is the Lord's dream for me?
You know, what I found, Doc, is that when it's a God dream, it doesn't go away. It might evolve into something else, but it continues to show up. It does not go away. You know, I just recently turned 60 last month. And when I was a little girl, I hated career week. I hated career day because I never knew what I wanted to be. And so as a child, you know, they're saying, I don't know why we expect 6-year-olds and 8-year-olds to know what they want to be for the rest of their life. But most of them are just learning to tie their shoes, right? And so it's like, okay, so what do you want to be? And I would always have the same answer, I don't know. And so, you know, they would say things like, well, you have to know what you want to be. You're going to grow up and you can't be aimless, or you have to have an idea. And all my classmates would be like, I want to be a doctor. Or I want to be a fireman. And none of those things appeased to me. But as a little girl, I used to love to look at any travel magazine that I could get my hands on. National Geographic, Travel. I've loved looking at pictures of exotic islands and places. And I would just dream these crazy dreams, right, of when I turn 18, I'm going to take 10 of my best friends and we're going to go to Jamaica and celebrate. When I turn 21, I remember being in the fifth grade planning an elaborate vacation with all my friends to Puerto Rico, and that's been the bent of my life. And I remember when I turned 55, because part of what I do as a dream strategist, you know this, I take people to really beautiful locations all over the world to help them navigate their dreams and do dream retreats to help spark what's inside of them, right? And I remember Father saying to me, you've always known what you want it to be. It's always been your dream. And I, because I was like, oh, I'm 55 and I'm a widow and I don't know what I want to do with my life. I just like, I'm, and he's like, you've always known. And I was like, what? And he's like, it's what you're doing. Remember how you always wanted to take people to, I was like, oh my gosh. He said, daughter, you're living your dream life. That's my dream for you. My dream for you is not wound up in a 9-to-5 in a cubicle. This is my dream for you. That's why it's never gone away, but it's evolved and manifested into the thing that I've always dreamed it could be. So when it's a God dream, it doesn't go away. So maybe you had a dream as a child, right? I want to be in the NBA, play basketball, but you're 4'8 and can't dribble to save your life. That's not going to happen. But then one day you wake up and realize, I actually work for NBA. I work in the management area of the, you know, basketball organization. I'm part of the NBA, but because I didn't have the fullness of the dream, I boxed it into something else. But God's dreams are usually bigger than our boxes. But when it doesn't go away and it keeps showing up in every area of your life, you can best believe it's a God dream.
I've got to give you this quick example, and I want to have all of the Unfair Advantage tribe. I'm going to remind you again that the producer of this show, JD Cobb Productions.com, he's sitting right behind the cameras. I've said that many times, but I want to give a shout out to JD. And let me tell you a little bit of JD's. And one of these days, I'm going to get him on this side of the camera, and he's shaking his head no, but he's going to get on this side of the camera. J.D. Cobb, just 5 years ago, had the dream of playing professional golf. Phenomenal golfer, scratch golfer. And there was a time he had to make a decision, Tony, just a few years ago. Do I do golf or do I go into video? Well, obviously now he's a masterful video producer and director. Guess what some of his clients are? Professional golfers. He just came back from a trip to Arizona to where he was actually filming. It was at the Ping golf headquarters. I'm insanely jealous of that. And he's filming golf academies for collegiate golfers. He's still in the golf business, but he's doing it from another angle. So in a new and fresh way, even JD's dream is still alive, and who knows what might come next. So I want to ask you, go ahead, go.
To say, if I can interject this really, really quickly, one of the things that differentiates us from, I think, the world's point of view, and we're gaining traction in this, right? For some reason, as believers, we tend to lean into this or that mindset, like we have to be this or we have to be that. But the reality and the truth of it is, in the kingdom, it's this and that. We can do this while doing that. It's this and that. It might be seasonally, but with God, it's this and that, because it's not in his nature to withhold anything from his children. And the world sometimes grasps a hold of that. They call it diversifying their interests. So they're on a board here, they're on a board here, they serve as chairman here, CEO here, and none of it seems like it's tethered together, but each piece of where they serve is really a part of their dream. So when we are beginning to have an awareness in the kingdom with God, it is this and that, we can begin to diversify our dream too. So kudos to JD. I love that.
Well, he's living it. He's living it right now. If I really don't have a dream for my business, if I just, you know, maybe I'm working as an employee somewhere, that's fine. I mean, Joseph was a very well taken care of employee. He, you know, he had a nice little house to live in, you know, and he had, you know, the number two Maserati chariot at his disposal, you know, and he, and Daniel didn't do too bad either, you know. If I really, it's not all about being an entrepreneur, doing your own thing. Not everybody's,
not every,
in fact, very few are really anointed for that. But let me get back to my question. If I currently don't sense I have a dream for where I am or my life, what do I do?
You know, sometimes we don't have a dream, and or we don't know that we have a dream. And I think that's where our walk with the Father comes in. And, you know, I'm one that loves questions, right? And I love to ask the Father questions, because he always gives us answers. He has answers for us. So one of the things that I always encourage people to ask the Father is, I don't know that I have a dream. Right now, this doesn't feel like a dream. But I know that you have a dream for my life, because your word tells us you have plans, and plans are a direct result of dreams, right? Because when we dream something up, then we make plans for that dream. So we can ask the Father, what's your dream for my life? Or you can ask him, what was your original intent for my life? Because if I know what the original intent is, it doesn't matter if I am an entrepreneur, if I am a CEO, or if I'm serving in some capacity as a 9-to-5 employee or whatever that might look like. This is part of your dream for my life. And when we get that, this is too is part of God's dream for our life, and then we can ask him to begin to highlight the gold in the dream, right? And remember too, that sometimes dreams are seasonal.
Highlight the gold of the dream. What a phrase. I want to pause on that. To highlight the gold. Wow.
Yes.
That just really struck me. I've never heard you say that before. I'm sorry. That was boom.
No, but that's what we do, because sometimes we don't realize that we're smack gob in the middle of God's best dream for our life, but because it doesn't look like the dream that we would have dreamt, we can discount it. You know, when I was younger, before I was married, and I had a lot, I was having physical challenges, and I remember the doctor saying, oh, you'll probably never have children. And at that time, I was an educator, and on my lunch break, I would go sit at a park and just eat my yogurt or whatever, and I would see moms out playing with their kids, and I would just think, God, if you ever bless me to be married and to have kids, this is what I want to do. I want to be a stay-home mom. I want to be a mom who takes their kids to the park and with yogurt. You know, I'm just thinking about those things, looking into it. And then I did, got moved, and I had a wonderful husband, and we have four kids. And, well, they're all 18 months apart, so that's a really close gap. So they're like 1, 3, 5, 7, 2, 4, 6, 8. And so, and my husband worked, his job would have him to be away a lot. And I remember just going to the grocery store, like, I need a break. And I went to the grocery store, and I'm just like, God, what is happening? This, I'm so unhappy. This is not the dream that I had for my life. It's like, I'm trapped in this house with kids all day. I was made for more than this. And he's like, daughter, this is your dream. And I was like, I don't remember having this. This is a nightmare. And he took me back to the days of the park, right? And it was like, oh my gosh, I'm living in the thing that I prayed for. But because, I mean, we're not at the park eating yogurt every day. There's real life. There's poopy Pampers. There's fevers. There's, you know, there's bills. There's life, right? So that part that we dream, sometimes that's the smaller aspect of God's big dream. So we can erroneously believe that we don't have a dream when we're right in the middle of God's dream for us. So highlighting the goal helps us to remember and helps us to see it from His perspective, and it changes everything. And it taught me not to despise where I was in life, because I didn't know that that's and a mothering has prepared me for where I am now, because I have a mama's heart for the nations. And so I am one that's called to mother nations. And how I can mother nations now is a direct result of me being in the dream of being a mom then.
Wow. This is a show. This is an episode that Doc, you know, like I said, everybody, we call each other Doc all the time. People are going to come back and listen to you over and over and over. There's so much rich wisdom in this particular show. We could go back and just keep dissecting, and I'm going to come back and listen to this several times myself. Let me tell you a quick side story. You probably don't know this, Tony, but 25 years ago, just after Brenda and I got married, I was reading this. And I was, you know, from a business perspective, you know, I'd just come out of Fortune 500 headquarters America, and I was doing all the keynoting and flying around and, you know, being the hoop-de-doo on the stage. And I was in my office, little old tiny office in a small house in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida. And I looked down at the Bible I was reading, and I said, God, wouldn't it be great if I could just teach this to business people? I didn't realize that was the birth of the dream. That was 25 years ago. And then about a month ago, a little bit more than a month ago, in my quiet time, fast forward to right now. Now we've got the show. We've got JC CEO Institute and jcceos.com sponsoring it. I encourage you to go to jcceos.tv, download the app, my show, and many others. The Lord said, let technology travel for you.
Yes.
And so it went from me having to travel around myself to now we're letting the technology travel, and this will be shelved for as long as there's digital technology on the earth. People can watch this 100 years from now. So this be there. And so that dream is coming in a way I could have never imagined 25 years ago. And so we're stepping into that. Can you give me one or two examples as we kind of shift now toward wrapping up this particular show on how to make your dreams come alive? Can you think of a couple of case studies of men and women you've worked with that fit into what we're talking about, how to unleash the power within us we don't even realize through the power of Holy Spirit, what they've done through your Master Dream Academy, your Elevate Retreats, whatever it might be? Give us a couple of stories that are encouraging for us, and how you help those people activate their dreams.
That's awesome, because what you just shared actually is a segue into that. Sorry, my watch is doing something weird here, but it's a segue into that, because going back to how do we know it's a God's dream? God's dream always is built around generations. our dreams are usually built around us, what we can see achieved now. But when it's God's dream, it builds generations. So wow. What you're doing, that dream will now have generational impact. And so I have, you know, a couple of clients that I work with. They're in the real estate area, the real estate agents, as well as, you know, lenders and brokers. And so I've always asked the question, what's the outcome of your dream, right? Because we all want to elevate. So one in particular, I met with her and it's like, so, hey, what's your dream? And she's like, I want to begin to produce like close 1.3 consistently every month, 1.3 million every month. And I was like, okay, so what's the why behind that? And she says, you know, because I want to make a better life for my family. I want to be able to upgrade some things. And I'm like, you know, I have kids. And it's like, okay. And I said, let me ask you this. Would you still be doing this if you didn't have kids? Yeah. Okay. So then your kids aren't your why. That's the lie that you're telling yourself. Because we like to come up Boom. With lies, right?
And so, wow.
We do. And so it's like, so what's the why? And she's like, well, because I want to be able to make good money and I want to be able to have a nicer home for my family and stuff. Okay, now we're at the nuts and bolts of the why. But if you want to go to 3.7, we got to figure out what's God's why, what's his dream for this. You have a unique opportunity as an agent here. It's because God's dream is never just about elevating us. Elevating us is a byproduct, is fruit of it, a fruit of the tree, right? So what if God's dream is to expand our region, our city, to advance the kingdom of heaven on earth here in our city? How are you participating in that? Oh, by helping people get homes who otherwise would not have gotten homes. Yes, so you're helping to bring someone else's dream to pass, right? Okay, yeah, so what does that look like? So now she's started driving through neighborhoods, not just looking for homes for clients, but beginning to pray through the area she's driving and declaring that God rests in Las Vegas, that heaven is in Las Vegas, that we are a city that produces the glory of God, and our city is being expanded for the kingdom. Them. And as she began to partner her dream with God's dream, all of a sudden she began to get calls out of the woodwork where, I mean, literally people found her in a Christian business directory that she hadn't been in 7 years, but they found it. One person's like, I got this 9 years ago and just held on to it. No, none of the other realtors were still in real estate. You're the only one who answered. And her business began to escalate and she began to close and get houses and contracts under sale. And she would pray. And now all of a sudden people that she sold homes to who weren't necessarily believers would feel like, man, you know, maybe we should start going to church. Never been to church before. That realtor was a Christian. Do you think she can recommend a church? So now her clients are coming to our church and the kingdom is expanding. And now she's at closing 3.7 million. And she's in the top 15 realtors within our state because her dream partnered with God, because the outcome began to shift. Like we shift from kingdom will allow you to shift from a me to a we mindset, meaning what are we doing, God, and how can we build community? And as we've gotten people to shift, I have one company and they came in and, you know, they were very focused, right? And it's like, let's begin to look at God's dream for your company more than your dream. What does that look like? And the moment that they begin to latch a hold of God's dream, and we went in with a 3-month contract, and I always pray, God bless my clients 100-fold for their investment, return it to them. When we first started, they were doing averaging 65 to 85,000 a month in sales and whatnot. Within 2 months, we hadn't hit the 2 months, we were at the 6-week mark, they literally went up and they were in that month closing 800,000, and now they're well into 8 figures, and it's because they were able to shift into partnership from me to we in tandem with God and getting a hold of his dream for their lives and their business. Because the truth is, there's no line of demarcation. with God. There's no separation. He doesn't look at your business one way and you one way. They're a whole entity. So when we can operate out of the fullness of our union with Christ, the fruit of that is not just one tree, it's where we get to plant generational orchards. Because every house that this person has sold, she's created generational shifts. Because now there's entire families who've never owned, no, they're the first to own a home in their family. It's changed the trajectory of generations to come, because now those coming behind these families know that it's possible. For my other business owners, their children can see what's possible, which means their grandchildren can see it. God moves generationally.
Everybody listen to what Dr. Tony, these fascinating two parallel testimonies on how by learning and digging deep and having a mentor just like Dr. Tony to help crystallize the why behind the why, what is God's dream behind the why? I call it, what's the product of the product, the why or the why? Once that gets set, then your unfair advantage kicks in. The power of Holy Spirit,
yes,
because now you're so aligned with the kingdom in third heaven. Now you're doing it for His glory and not yours. And that is, and Las Vegas is not the easiest place to sell a home right now as we speak. Very, very expensive housing. And she is closing. This lady is what, close to a 10X, and your company is moving toward a 10X
yes.
growth pattern. This is why yes. you need to get in touch with Dr. Tony Robinson. MasterDreamAcademy.com, MasterDreamAcademy.com. Also, you can get in touch with Tony. I'm at Tony Robinson. Is that right? At Tony Robinson on LinkedIn and on Facebook. Is that right, Tony?
I think it's at Dr. Tony
it's
Robinson.
It's at Dr. Tony yeah. Robinson. We'll put that up. At Dr. Tony Robinson. Follow her there. Reach out. If you're interested in learning how to activate your dreams so that the full power of Holy Spirit can transform not only your life, but also your community, maybe your region, who knows, like Tony does globally, you need to be reach out to Tony. And as I have over the many years, she has been my top prophetic strategist in much of what I've been doing, everything that I'm doing. I put my money where my mouth is with Dr. Tony. Anything else you want to leave us with, Doc, before we close out for today's show? Anything else you want to say?
I just want to leave this nugget, because most of us, whether we're in business or we're, you know, consumers, we all want wisdom. As people of the kingdom, we want wisdom. But I want to leave this nugget with you. Wisdom partners with responsibility. So if you want more wisdom for your business, for your life, for your dream, look at it and decide where you're willing to take responsibility. What area are you willing to take responsibility in? Because that's the area wisdom shows up. And when we're faithful over that, that small piece of responsibility and wisdom, we're faithful over little, we'll be given more.
Wow. Hallelujah. What a great way to end. What a tremendous wisdom nugget. Dr. Tony Robinson, we're honored to have you on here. You have a blessed day. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.